The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Outdoor guy Bill Barty, good morning.
Good morning.
It's turning into spring out there. March has arrived. The trout streams have been stocked. Life is good.
Listen, that's right. Happy spring to you, Don. Unofficial spring, whatever we call it. It's March, so it's time to talk. But I've got a few questions involving March and what it means to being in our Carolina outdoors. And one of them is specific to North Carolina. March, for many people, signifies the closing of trout waters.
That's right. Closed season. Now, that's very confusing because we got a lot of different kinds of trout water. But what you're speaking of is the general hatchery-supported water, which closes the month of March so that we can have an opening day in the future. And that's when they stock up those streams. The fish get a chance to be acclimated, but it is no fishing in those streams during that time. General hatchery-supported water. Wild trout, catch and release, and delayed harvest are open and ready for activity.
Aha! So not all trout waters are closed, just that one bit of regulated water.
Maybe 10 or 15% of the total amount of water we have.
So that involves
the
streams.
That's catch and keep water.
Got it. If you're planning on going out trout fishing in the mountains of North Carolina and you plan on keeping fish, then March is not the month for you.
Actually, you can if you go to wild trout.
Oh.
Now, that's all clear as mud, isn't it? But between ncwildlife.org and Jesse Browns, we will explain it to you, Lucy. We'll explain it. We'll get a map. We'll help you out because it is confusing. And guess what? Nobody wants to deal with a fine from the game warden. So let's get it right. We've got examples of the different signs that are posted on the rivers. We've got access to the web. We've got some local knowledge. We can help you out and try to keep you in the right place. But right now, everybody who's interested in fly fishing ought to be diving into delayed harvest water. 33 different pieces of water in North Carolina, totally full of fish, got stocked up heavy the first week of March.
Aha, so the stocking, that's fresh, first week of March.
That's right. These fish are naive. They're willing to be caught.
All right, so that's my kind of fish, naive,
yes, sir,
and willing to be caught. Now, we do have to put those back.
Yes, sir. So this is for fun. Catch, let them wiggle, turn them loose.
All right, that's fantastic. So the closest streams, I do know this about the delayed harvest waters, and we oftentimes talk about the delayed harvest waters because when they are stocked and the delayed harvest is on, so to speak, it offers the opportunity to fish some of the closest waters to Charlotte anyway. You don't have to go 3 hours or more to fish.
That's correct. The harvest is delayed until the first Saturday in June. And one of the premises behind this whole idea of delayed harvest was to put some trout in some lower-lying waters, lower elevations, closer to some high population areas like Hickory and North and Charlotte and so forth. And so they're lower-lying streams that you're going to probably name off for us in just a moment that actually, in some cases, get too warm to carry trout through the summer, so they're allowed to harvest them in June.
Well, except you did throw me a curveball. What you said, because of the stocking program, and if all of our listeners in the Carolina outdoor world will go back to October, which is when the delayed harvest began, we had 9 out of 10 record-breaking high days that occurred. We also were at the end of a severe drought, especially in the North Carolina mountains and many of the southeastern mountains where we were not getting any rainfall. And that totally goofed the entire stocking program of North Carolina.
Not only was the harvest delayed, the stocking was delayed that week. Yes, sir. A lot of those streams were not stocked until the middle of October. And we talked about that with great extent during that time. But during the winter, everything has gotten good. The water levels are up. The water temperatures are down. The fish are happy. And we just got a whole new truckload of them in each one of these streams.
Well, and just close to home, because I learned it from you, was it McAlpine Park in the Mecklenburg Park and Rec?
It was stocked. I don't know if it was a restock yet or not, but I would have to look on that one.
But that really occurred because of the stocking delays and the problems because of weather and low water.
Yeah, they actually ended up with some extra fish, and so they brought them all the way to the urban setting of McAlpine Park.
Well, listen, we do not have low water problems right now. We've had a surplus of rain in the months of January and February, and in March, thus far, we're off to a good start in rainfall. So the stockings, as you mentioned, in March are going on. Some of those streams, the more traditional delayed harvest streams, we'll call them, are places like the Mitchell River, which is up near Dobson, North Carolina.
Exit 93 off 77.
It's a great place to go. That's private land that has been permitted for the public essentially to use.
Made available through the Nature Conservancy. They've done a wonderful job. They fenced the cows out of the river. They put in a lot of weir dams and parking areas, and it's quite accessible.
The East Fork of the Roaring River, that's within a state park, a Stone Mountain State Park.
Right.
Kind of, I guess that's exit 83 to the left towards Sparta.
That's right, heading up the mountain.
Heading that way.
Stone Mountain State Park.
So those are two close ones to the north of us. Directly to the west and a little bit north, which is really close, especially if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors in Gaston County or Lincoln County, or even Cleveland County, is South Mountain State Park, Jacob Fork.
That's right. Great place to fish. Smaller river, but very, very nice river with a beautiful waterfall, High Shoals Falls.
But up there where the waterfall, is that where they, and I know they don't hike those fish into
Nobody's
that
carrying fish up there. That's wild trout above the waterfall. And you'll know you've been for a workout if you walk up that mountain.
And another close one that's kind of heading over that way is the Green River. I guess that's the White Top Access, which is a parking place there that you can...
over near Saluda, yes, sir.
So those are four. Again, you can contact us at Jesse Brown's or ncwildlife.org for all you North Carolina destined anglers. At Jesse Brown's, we have are fully prepared to help get you to the right stream so that you can enjoy fishing in March, but just not keeping those fish because of delayed harvest is on.
All right, Stone Mountain and the Mitchell River, exactly 100 miles from Jesse Brown's parking lot, and another very popular river at 150 miles is going to be Wilson Creek, north of Morganton.
Well, that's one of
my
favorite.
Much bigger stream, yes.
That's one of my favorite. I know they have 3.5 miles of just delayed harvest water, delayed harvest fishing there in Wilson Creek. Now, up there at Wilson Creek in that gorge area, they also have wild trout water. So if you
That's above the town of Edgemont and all the feeder streams that make up Wilson Creek. North Harpers, Lost Cove, Grag Prawn, Rock House, and Upper Wilson, all wild trout waters. Now down in the gorge, through the gorge itself, is that general hatchery-supported water that we talked about that's closed the month of March.
So do not go there.
Well, you drive by it.
Drive by it.
No fishing right now down there.
And it is a gorge, so you know that you're driving through the Wilson Creek Gorge area when
you're
going through
there. There is no question that's a gorge when you drive up it. You're looking over the side 100 feet down into bedrock and nothing but big boulders and water trying to get on down to Catawba.
It's a fantastic month to go fishing. March, which... those hatchery-supported streams are closed, but everything else is essentially open. It's a great time to go.
I want to remind everyone about a website that we all use to check water levels before we go to the mountain. It's USGS Real-Time Water Data, and that'll give you a map of the whole United States. You click on the state you're interested in, you're going to see all kinds of dots. You put your cursor on there, and it'll tell you what river you're looking at, and it'll tell you the normal flow of that river and the normal height of that river. Now, not all of them have gauges on them, so you've got to kind of be a little creative. For example, Wilson Creek, we read the Johns River, which is what it flows into. So, you know, you've got to be a little creative. You go up north and you can't get Stone Mountain or the Mitchell, but you can get the Ararat River, which is in Mount Airy, which is also a delayed harvest stream that we forgot to mention.
Yeah, that's been a popular place, the Ararat. as well as a little bit further, but the Helton Creek. Helton Creek is a lot of water.
That's
to fish.
A long piece of water. That's a good one. Big Helton Creek over north of West Jefferson.
Oh, now you've got me all charged up. We're talking to a lot of people who are listening via the airwaves of WBT early on a Saturday morning. We'd also like to welcome online those who are listening to the Carolina Outdoors via podcast. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us wherever you're listening to podcasts to help other people find us and enjoy the information that we are sharing. We're going to talk a lot this week about women joining the sport of fly fishing and talking about the fly fishing film tour. And Don, we're going to need to talk a little bit about turkeys because upcoming North and South Carolina turkey season is on hand. But there's some changes in South Carolina, and we're going to talk a bit about that after these messages here on the Carolina Outdoors.